If you liked this episode, I would love for you to screenshot and tag me on Instagram. You guys have no idea how much that absolutely makes my day. I get such a big smile on my face. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I hope that you have gotten something from this episode. If you want to hang out more, you can search the Nourishing Amy podcast community in Facebook and come and join our group. We're talking all things life, love, overwhelm, and everything in between. You can share your funny memes, your stories, and all of the life stuff. If you would like to get in contact with me, please don't hesitate to reach out and shoot me a message on Instagram. You can find me at Amy_Rankin. Last but not least, it really helps to support my podcast when you subscribe and leave a review on whatever app it is that you listen to this podcast on. I am just a little independent podcaster, and every subscribe and review helps my podcast to be seen and heard by more people and to help more people get their sparkle back. Thank you again so much for being with me, and have a fantastic day. Hello and welcome to episode 92 of the Nourishing Amy podcast. And of course, being a Thursday, today's episode is a Therapy Thursday episode. So welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. My recommendation for you for this week is a Netflix series. It's Lucifer. We've already watched it before, Aaron and I. We've seen the whole seasons, but we kind of, sometimes if it's been like a bit of a big day or a big afternoon and we just want to have something on in the background, we have like our go-to shows. So it will either be Lucifer, it will be Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Friends, The Office, or Will and Grace. They're like the five go-tos. I feel like Friends and Will and Grace and The Office, they're kind of like those nostalgic shows, but it's also like, you know, you've seen all of the episodes before, so you just kind of chuck it on for some background noise sometimes if the house is feeling a little bit quiet. But Lucifer and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like they're, Brooklyn Nine-Nine in particular is hilarious, but Lucifer is my recommendation because now that we've kind of been rewatching it, and once Ollie goes to sleep and I'm kind of like cooking dinner or whatever we're doing, I'm paying a little bit more attention to the episodes. I'm back in that like, oh, I'm getting sucked in again. I remember why I liked this show so much. Like, it's got humor, it's funny, the characters are funny. Like, yeah, it's just a really good TV show, and I am waiting on the edge of my seat for the next season to come out, which has been delayed because of lockdowns and things like that. So hopefully it comes out soon, because the last season that they aired, there were some big changes that happened in the world, and I want to know what happens. So if you haven't given Lucifer a watch, yeah, like I said, it's like a good binge-worthy show, and I feel like that's just a good recommendation at the moment, because there's a lot of binging of TV shows happening with the extra time that a lot of us have on our hands at the moment. Now, what I actually want to talk with you guys about for Therapy Thursday is a takeaway that I had actually from one of my own workshops that I ran. When I was creating this workshop, it was actually a masterclass that I ran. So I'm going to be giving you guys a sneak peek into three techniques that I learned about and then taught my clients. So you guys would know very quickly that at BU we do our one-on-one coaching sessions, but then we also have our group coaching sessions that we do every week as well. That also means that once a month we do a masterclass or a deep dive into a particular topic. So I have just run my relationships masterclass over the weekend, and that was specifically related to moving through conflict in relationships and how to have conflict effectively. Part of this, there was definitely an aspect of like focusing on yourself and what healthy relationships look like for you and all of that kind of stuff. But what I actually want to talk about today, because it was a big takeaway for me that was actually like a bit of a slap in the face. Like, I was like, whoa, I've actually never really thought about this before or considered this. And now that I'm learning about this and reflecting on my own life, I realize that I do this a lot. It's something that I've really been able to call myself out on and hopefully have been starting to put some things into place to change over the last week or two since I learned this as well. I think that when we think about disagreements and conflict in relationships and things like that, a lot of the time we can be really nervous about it, or it can have this negative connotation or thought process that it's like conflict is bad or disagreements are bad. But that doesn't have to be the case. It can be such beautiful opportunities for growth and for conversation. And like, every single day as a human, you are growing and changing, and the same can be said for every single other person in the world. And so we can never really expect to be on the same page as anybody else. We can't expect even our partners or those people that we are the most close to in our lives to really ever stay exactly the same, and for our views and perspectives, our thoughts, our feelings, our opinions to stay the same. And that's why I think what I'm going to be talking about today with regards to having a little sneak peek into this masterclass that I ran can maybe be just as beneficial for you as what it was for me, because I guess I was kind of giving myself my own coaching session while I was researching these topics, while I was learning about this and really starting to look at, well, what would this look like if I was to bring in some change in my relationships and the way that I am approaching conversations, whether they be difficult conversations or otherwise. So the main thing that my big takeaway, and again, like I always say for these Thursday therapy episodes, it's really my personal takeaways and things that have sat with me. So it is going to be a little bit more like personal for me. But hopefully there's something that will resonate with you in this as well. So the main aspect that I want to give you that sneak peek into for my masterclass is the idea of mindful listening. And like when I first started to research this, I kind of, I guess, was maybe a little bit biased in that I was like, oh yeah, I know what mindfulness is. Like mindfulness is being present. And like when you're meditating, you're being mindful and like all that kind of stuff. So I had a bit of a preconceived idea in my head of what I thought it was going to be. Once I actually started doing some research though, and really looking at different like statistics and studies that have been done, and looking at some psychology articles and the way that we process conversations as we're in the middle of a conversation with somebody else, I found really interesting. So there was three main aspects or points to be thinking about and considering when we really start to think about what mindful listening looks like and feels like for you. So the three main aspects is, number one, tuning into your inner silence. So what I mean by that is setting aside your own views or opinions of whatever the topic is of the conversation that you're having, in the hopes that that helps you to better understand the other person's experience or perspectives or feelings. So basically, if your mind is racing while they're talking, do what you can to tune back into that inner silence that you have, to recenter yourself, to ground yourself and bring yourself back into the present moment, because you're not going to actively be having a constructive conversation if in your mind it's just your own views, your own perspectives, and your own feelings like running through your head. The chances of you also starting to generate and buy into big feelings really starts to happen here as well, because there can be feelings like confusion, like misunderstanding, like frustration, like disappointment, like anger. We can really get some of those big feelings starting to be created when we start to buy into our own perspectives rather than just being present with that other person and listening to their perspectives and listening to what they're saying. So one of the ways that you can do that is really simply just coming back to your breath. Like obviously we're not going to go and sit and meditate for a few minutes while we're in the middle of a conversation, but something that's easy to come back to is just coming back to your breath, taking a few deep breaths, recentering yourself, reminding yourself that you're wanting to be tuning back into that inner silence. And then while staying open and curious, come back to that conversation and just Be curious about the other person's perspective and views instead of sometimes we can like hold that judgment. So I know for me, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, that's really interesting. I think that concept of it's not necessarily the thoughts for me because, you know, we're always thinking, our brain is always working, but it's what feelings get generated for me from those thoughts. Then that was a big one for me, a big takeaway for that. Now, the second aspect of mindful listening is listen to understand rather than respond. This is the one that I was like, whoa, yeah, like I really needed to hear this. You guys will hear me talk about pretty regularly, especially if you've been on any of my IGTVs or Instagram lives or Facebook lives over in the Facebook group. When I get to the end of every session, I will tell you guys, you are only going to really remember probably three main takeaways from everything that I speak about. So whether you've been sitting watching a half an hour or 45 minute long coaching session with me or an Instagram live or Facebook live, you're not going to remember everything that I speak about. And so for me, when I was learning this content and when I was presenting this content, this was one of those big takeaways for me. This was one of my three. And when we look at really listening to understand rather than respond, the big question and the one that really sat with me is, what is my intention when I'm listening, especially in times of conflict? Are you listening just to respond? Are you listening and formulating a counter-argument in your head instead of listening and just being open to see where they're coming from? So kind of like very similarly related to that first one of tuning into your inner silence. But I think with that inner silence, it was really focusing on like, oh, what feelings am I maybe generating or like buying into and creating when I am getting a bit caught up in my own like views or opinions. But with this second one of that idea of listening to understand rather than respond, I kind of was really like, yeah, like when a lot of the time when I'm having conversations, yes, I'm listening to what that other person is saying. And this is even just general, like conversation in general, not even specifically just like conflict and disagreement. But what is my intention there? Am I listening to just simply be present with that person and listen to what they're saying? Or am I listening and creating these like, oh, the next part of the conversation goes like this or goes like this? And I also really noticed this with a few other people in my life as well, that like, you know, if they tend to maybe like interrupt, I know I definitely do this a lot as well. Like I'll interrupt a conversation, like the flow of the conversation, and be like, oh yeah, and this, or oh yeah, and that. And to a certain extent, yes, that is how a conversation goes. And that is what a conversation is, two different topics being discussed by two different people. But I find for me personally, that happens more, like I interrupt more when I'm not just being present and just listening to that other person, that I'm creating like the next step of the conversation in my mind before it's happened, and I can kind of interject and go in with that. So it was really interesting for me, these questions, and just like really that one of like, what is my intention when I'm listening, and am I listening just to respond rather than just being present, seeing where this other person is coming from, and yes, letting the conversation flow, but be present with that person, listen to what they're saying, because how much of other people's conversations do we actually miss out on sometimes because we're kind of busy formulating our next response or what we think about what they're saying in our own head before they're even finished with what they're saying, you know? So that's number two. Now, number three, and this was an interesting one as well, is care and compassion over ego. So approaching conversations with care and compassion over ego. So if you're not super familiar, your ego is the want or the need to be heard and seen and right. So essentially your ego is your sense of self. And because you are the only one that is you, again, like I said at the start, it is pretty hard to really be ever on exactly the same page as anybody else. Now, ego, like I said, is the want or the need to be heard and to be seen. Now, these are like core values that we all hold from way back, like when we were children. Like, we just want to feel understood and feel seen and heard. And that kind of creates part of our ego there. But also the big part that we want to touch on too is that idea of being right. And, you know, our brain has two primary functions. The first function, of course, is to keep us alive. The second function, which also ties into that first idea of keeping yourself alive, is to be able to be right. Because by being right, it means that you're kind of like top of the pack, top of the food chain type thing. If we go back to like caveman days, by being right, it means you are like somewhere at the top of that food chain or that like chain of command that can happen. And you're more likely to succeed, more likely to stay alive, all of that kind of stuff. So it's funny when we look at the ego in that regard that, yeah, like there is an aspect of our ego and that want, that need to be heard, but that want to be right and that need to feel like I'm right. You know, my opinion is correct. My feelings are valid and correct. Really all goes into creating that sense of self that you have of like, this is me, this is who I am, these are my thoughts and feelings and opinions. The ways that we can really start to move through that now that we notice what the ego is and how that can look or feel for you in different conversations is two different things. First thing is to, when you're going into a conversation, especially if you're thinking that there's the potential for it to be a disagreement or a conflict, is to really release any expectations on your idea of what is going to come from that conversation. Because a lot of the time when we go into a conversation, subconsciously even, we can hold expectations of, oh, you know, I think it's going to go in this direction, or I'm going to say my piece and I feel like they will agree with what I'm saying, or they're going to disagree with what I'm saying, or I think I know what their opinion or perspective is. I assume I know what they're going to say. Like all of these different kind of thoughts that we can have about conversations. And I think sometimes, especially if we're going into a conversation with a bit of an unrealistic expectation without realizing, means that there is more area there for feelings like disappointment or frustration to come in, because it's like, well, no, this isn't how I thought this conversation was going to go, or this isn't what I thought you were going to say or do. And now there's that gap of like, this was my expectation. It's now not being met, and there's a gap and there's some feelings coming up for me there. So for me, when I am going to have a conversation with somebody that I know is maybe a bit of like a sensitive topic, or I might be feeling a little bit nervous if it's like, I don't know, say for example, like a meeting or a conversation at work that I feel a little bit nervous about or something. For me, releasing expectations looks like I just write down all of the dot points that I would like to touch on or speak about. And as long as then I feel like I've been able to touch on each of those dot points, then I feel like that's been a constructive conversation for me, or that's what I've wanted to get out of the conversation. It means that by bringing it back to me, and that responsibility is then back with me, that whoever this other person is that I'm having a conversation with, it's like it actually doesn't really matter what their responses are, because I have met my expectation of talking about X, Y, and Z, or like 1, 2, and 3 dot points. And that's really all I wanted. So now I do feel seen. I do feel heard. Like I feel like I've been able to meet that expectation that I was setting. It's funny because I've spoken about expectations quite a lot on the podcast and definitely in coaching sessions. And it's very ironic because, I mean, not setting an expectation is an expectation in itself anyway. So yeah, like with me saying release expectations, then I'm also talking about, I mean, the exact opposite of that, which is, well, the only expectation I'm setting on is myself. But I guess my point that I'm trying to make is we bring that responsibility of the expectation level back to you rather than being outside of yourself, because then you only have yourself to consider in that aspect there. And the second way that you can do that is also releasing that need and that want to agree with or understand what somebody else is saying. So that really starts to move past that ego aspect and really moves us towards that care and compassion side that we want to be moving towards. With like sometimes, and again, this is one for me that really hit home, that I was like, yeah, I do notice that, especially when it's with like loved ones or people that I have really close connections with, it's like, I guess maybe because of that connection I already have with them, I do expect them or want them to agree with me or to understand what I'm saying, or vice versa, for me to agree with them or understand what they're saying. But like, that's just not realistic. Like, that's where we're all human. We all have different thoughts, different feelings, different opinions, different perspectives, even our loved ones, even our ones that we're closest with. And it doesn't mean that anyone in that conversation is necessarily fully right or fully wrong. It doesn't mean that there's aspects of the conversation that you have to fully agree with, or you have to fully disagree with, or really have a full understanding of what they're trying to say. But to give them the respect of just simply having a conversation with them if there's a topic that's coming up that you guys want to discuss, and being able to just let go of that need of like, okay, you know, maybe we don't actually have to agree on this. Like, let's just have this conversation so that we both feel like we are being heard, but we don't need to agree. I don't need to fully be on the same page as you. I don't need to fully understand and embody and believe in exactly what it is that you're talking about, but we can still have a really constructive conversation. We can still find areas of growth and meaningful connection by having these conversations. So that's my 3 points. So very briefly, tuning into your inner silence. So setting aside your own values to better understand the other person's experience, listening to understand rather than respond. So really thinking about what is your intention when you're listening. Are you just listening to respond rather than being open? And then setting aside your ego and bringing in that care and compassion instead. So moving past the ego, releasing expectations on conversation topics, and releasing also that need or want to understand or really agree with somebody else and what they're trying to say. So that's 3 aspects of mindful listening. Like I said, it's a bit of a sneak peek into the workshop that I ran, the masterclass I ran over this most recent weekend with my coaching clients. And yeah, like a bit of a sneak peek into some of the things that you can also be involved in if you are interested in coaching sessions and you've kind of been listening along thinking like, this is really interesting. I'm interested to know, like, this was a masterclass. So that I did a 2-hour deep dive into relationships and conflict, disagreements, how to have constructive conversations, obviously mindful listening that we've just spoken about, what our values are in relationships, how we feel those values, how we give those values to other people in our lives, what that looks and feels like for you, all of that kind of stuff. So it was a really beautiful masterclass session to run. And yeah, this is just an example of some of the stuff that I teach and talk about and some of the takeaways that you can get from coaching sessions with me as well. So if it's something that you're interested in, please feel free to send me a message or reach out. I'm always more than happy to have a chat about coaching sessions and really just getting clear on like, what would growth and improvement look like for you in your life? If you're starting to think that there's a few goals that you would like to achieve or areas in life that you would like to improve, that's exactly the stuff that I can help you with. And, you know, I'm only human. I get takeaways from these things too. I notice things that I'm doing that, like I've been mentioning during this episode, that there's been really big takeaways that I'm like, wow, that is something I would like to bring a focus to and really something I would like to change. I do think that this is going to help me to have some really deeper conversations, really meaningful, beautiful connections with other people in my life. So I hope that there's been a few different little things that have kind of stood out for you in this episode. Thank you for being here for another Therapy Thursday. If you haven't listened to this week's other episode yet, I've got actually 2 fun episodes. So the most recent one before this, episode 90, I think it might be, is 2 really fun personality quizzes. So it was just a bit of fun, a bit of games, like a bit of lightheartedness to bring into the podcast. I really enjoyed researching them and looking for like all, there's so many, like honestly, there's like hundreds of thousands of different personality quizzes, but I had fun looking for those ones and sharing them with you. And the next episode that you'll be getting next week is going to be on 10 interesting conversation starters, because I feel like, especially at the moment, we're just like, oh my gosh, like it is a bit of Groundhog Day. So that's going to be next week's episode for you guys as well. I hope that there's been a takeaway for you from this Thursday therapy episode. If you've got any questions, come and join me, come and send me a message, and I'll talk to you next episode. Bye-bye. Welcome to the Nourishing Amy podcast. I'm Amy Rankin. I am an emotional intelligence and life coach, a speaker, a creator, and a wellness chaser. I have created this podcast for you to learn habits, mindset changes, and get really actionable takeaways to find out who you are, what lights you up, how you can love yourself again, and how to live your best life. Give yourself the space to welcome in more self-care and confidence. Reduce feelings like overwhelm and stress, and let's find your sparkle again. Are you ready? Let's do it.